You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Singing in Isolation is a brand new arts project created by Karen Visser in partnership with Samwell Visually Impaired and Multistory, which uses blind and partially sighted people's stories and journeys to create digital films which premiere online on the 6th of May. I caught up with Karen Visser to have a chat about the project.
My name is Karen Visser. I'm a photographer. I'm visually impaired and I have ongoing sight loss. And because of this, Multistory, an arts organisation in the West Midlands, invited me to photograph and be part of a project with Sandwell Visually Impaired, engaging with blind and visually impaired people to explore photography and how we can also share that we as blind and visually impaired people would like to be part of the sighted world.
What can we expect from the project? Where did the idea originate?
The idea originated from a number of conversations. One was with the manager of Sandwell Visually Impaired, Sandra Troth, who, when I very first met her in 2018, was speaking about the psychology of sight loss and how we are often defined by what sight we have or what's happening to our sight, or if we have no sight at all, instead of being defined by who we are as individuals first and foremost. And that really resonated with me. And the other conversation was with the director of Multistory and her colleague, the project manager, Becky Sexton. And Emma Cecuti, the director, she said to me, would I like to engage in this project as a visually impaired photographer? My initial response was, as long as it's not about me. I've always been behind the camera, and as somebody who prefers to, you know, be in that position, observing quietly. But I very soon realized that this project really had to be about me, because if I didn't come forward and share what's happening with me, I couldn't really ask blind and visually impaired people to join me and to create the project. A lot of the work we did was workshop work beforehand, and we did this in collaboration with Sandwell College, with the course lead for the Department of Photography, David Waldron. And we were all set to run workshops with Sandwell Visually Impaired that had been explored in advance with the chair of Sandwell Visually Impaired, Tony Averis, and Sandra Troff, the manager. However, with lockdown and coronavirus and many people shielding, we had to find another way, and we had to take the project online and digital. And as far as I know, this is the very first photography project that is coordinated by the blind and visually impaired community, and that is digital. And as you can imagine, many people had to learn some of the basics of digital engagement, myself included, to create this project online.
So what's it been like, the collaborative process and sharing that with each other? How's that been while being in lockdown and not being able to be face to face? What's that been like?
So I was fortunate in that quite a lot of the work was done pre-lockdown in meeting people and establishing a rapport, building up trust. In fact, I was a speaker at their Sandwell Visually Impaired AGM in 2018. And so they had got to know me and understand where I was coming from and my background and so on. So that, I think, really helped. I think if it wasn't for that, it would have been very hard to do this project. On a personal level, initially, I was interviewing people. I interviewed about 20-odd people from Sandwell Visually Impaired. And this took time. You know, each one couldn't rush it. And there were times, I have to say, where I was quite grateful for the online facility, because I was able to disguise my own emotions and my own fears, because some people are further down the track than me in terms of sight loss.
So what can we expect to see then in these films? What can we expect from them?
We were very inspired by Daniel Meadows, the photographer who created many digital stories and who has influenced the BBC in how digital stories are presented. So what we've done is we've created short video clips for each person, and that we have interviewed, and we have engaged with them in sharing from their family albums, from recordings that they've done, recordings we have done with them. And they're about 5 to 8 minutes each. And each one tells a story specific to those people that have participated. But really crucially is not only is it their sharing of a particular story of their lives or what motivates them, the participants have been active in helping us integrate audio description, because we felt that audio description need not be an add-on and not be something that's telling, but rather sharing. And so the audio descriptions have been defined by the participants themselves, how they're describing themselves in the images, the choice of words.
I think people's voices telling their own stories is quite sort of powerful and quite intimate. What was the decision making behind that, and what was sort of the inspiration to make sure that they were the people that were sort of doing the audio description but also telling the story as well?
It was very much a collaborative effort, and also from my side, the fact that I am visually impaired, I'm not outside of this project. I am deeply inside, and in this time of lockdown I had an eye operation, I've lost more sight. And so for me, socially engaged projects, I do have concerns when people aren't inside. And in my case, I am inside the project. So I felt that it needs to be our voices. Added to that, I was very much supported in my early years as a photographer by the South African photographer, David Goldblatt. And he always instilled in me a sense of look for the essence. And I felt that the essence of the digital stories was when the audio description came from the voices of those who were sharing their story.
What would you say to somebody who thinks that photography and visual art aren't for blind and partially sighted people, and that blind and partially sighted people can't get involved in them? What would you say to someone who said that?
I would ask them why they had that perception and why they felt that the visual arts and photography was the domain of the sighted. And also, I would hope that they might take time to see the work of blind and visually impaired photographers and get a sense of what they're conveying, because many of us are using our other senses. And I think that that alone could establish a dialogue for understanding that the world we are living in is changing rapidly. The way we are processing information is changing at a pace that many of us are struggling to keep up with, regardless of age or circumstance. And that blind and visually impaired people have a processing mechanism that is highly sophisticated. And through sharing of photography and image making and the visual arts, perhaps the sighted community could get some sense of what it is that we have in skills and perceptions that don't necessarily have to be based on what somebody can physically see or not see.
Absolutely. So just remind us again where and when we can see these projects.
We'll be online on the multi-story website, and that's multi-story, one word, as in many stories, and that will be from the 10th of May.
Seeing in Isolation will be available to view online from the 2nd of May. You can find out more about the project on the multi-story website, multistory.org.uk. Thanks for Karen for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.